And that was Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings. Rob DeWalt is with us here. Speaking of the arts, he's with the Pasatiempo, which is the Friday arts supplement in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. Hi.
Howdy.
Did you know that Samuel Barber wrote that when he was about 26 years old?
Wow. If I remember the things that I wrote when I was, when I was 26 years old, I was writing postcards and apology letters.
Yeah, no, what an amazing piece of music and a great story. So Thomas Larson tonight at 6 o'clock at Collected Works.
Collected Works. True. There was a beautiful double rainbow. Some people are telling me it was a triple rainbow, but I don't believe that.
It could be.
But it was gorgeous. It was you could see it driving in from Pecos.
Just this morning?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it just disappeared as soon as I got into town. No pot of gold for me.
Let's talk a little bit more about what's happening at Collected Works this weekend. Besides this event tonight, tomorrow at 6 o'clock, poets Cynthia Hoag and Devereaux Baker will read new works. On Wednesday at 6 o'clock, Eddie Chukulate, is that right? I don't know how you say it.
Chukulate?
We'll read from his new book, Cheyenne Madonna. And then on Thursday, the 14th of October, Collected Works presents, as part of Muse Times 2, that poetry series, Lisa Chavez and Joanne Dwyer.
Sweet. How are you doing?
All free events. Hanging in there. How about you?
Good. Good. I think it's time for some rain and some snow, though. It's time. It's time to get into fall, you know, like real fall.
Yeah.
I went up and saw the aspens up at the ski basin last weekend.
Were they fabulous?
Oh, it was gorgeous. We brought a friend who had an assistance dog in training. And we actually got on the chairlift, and the dog stayed down below, and we called it from the chairlift, and it came all the way up the mountain.
No.
Yep. Good dog.
That's some real good doggage. I think mine would have neurotic heart attacks if I tried to do that with them.
Yeah, his name was Trevor. Gorgeous chocolate lab. Anyway, tons of stuff going on.
Tons.
This weekend. Lots of art openings. A bunch on Friday, including one at Linda Durham Contemporary Art in Nature. Painting, sculpture, and photographs by David Kimball Anderson, and Gambit, an opening move, sculpture by Yozo Suzuki, reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. And that's up through November 13th.
And tonight, A Midsummer Night's Dream is happening at Santa Fe University of Arts and Design, the Greer Garson Theater. This weekend and next weekend, we're actually going to be talking to the director next week. Didn't get to it this week, but it's Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday matinees at 2 o'clock.
Yes, and there's an interview. I did an interview with him in today's Pasatiempo.
Oh, good.
A little short interview. Just a little background on the gentleman.
Excellent.
And his wife is actually working at the college, too, or the university, excuse me.
The university.
In costuming.
Wonderful.
Which she's done for 30 years. So that's opening night. Also, all kinds of plays. Bless Me Ultima tonight at 7 p.m. at the Armory for the Arts. Also on Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2 o'clock. And that's presented by the Vortex Theater and the National Hispanic Cultural Center. And then, of course, Robert Knott's There's No Place Like Homicide continues.
Yes.
Tonight at 7:30 p.m., Saturday at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday at 2 at Warehouse 21. This is the final weekend.
I know. Have you gone yet?
I have. Shh. Don't tell Robert.
No, I saw he'll never know if we talk about it.
I saw it when it was done like years ago.
Uh-huh.
So it's still kind of fresh in my mind, but I'd like to see it with new players.
Yeah, definitely. You know? Yeah, it's talented young folks in Santa Fe doing that play. More Than Mary Cassatt, Women in Art Lecture Series, presented by the Center for Contemporary Art here and the New Mexico Committee of the National, this is a long acronym, New Mexico Committee of the National Museum of Women in the Arts.
As it's better known.
And that is at the CCA. And it says where, what, but it doesn't say when, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
So call the CCA.
Hey, speaking of the Ski Santa Fe's Fall Scenic Chairlift, it's happening every day through mid-November. You just buy tickets there while you're there. There's two ways you can do it. I won't mention prices, but you can either go up and then walk down, or you can go up and go down on the lift. Or I suppose you could walk up and then go down on the lift, but that would be kind of hairy, unless you're like, you know, into getting really healthy and stuff like that. But watch out for altitude.
And that would be wrong because?
Bring plenty of water and snacks. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Not to mention dog treats.
Yeah. You know what? It's the He She Bang 2010 this weekend in Madrid, which I didn't know anything about.
By Madrid, do you mean Madrid?
Oh, you know what? It's been a while since I've even said that word. But Alice in Madrid Land is the theme of the He She Bang this year.
What's the He She Bang?
He She Bang is sort of it's a fundraiser. It's sort of a drag fundraiser that they do every year. They usually have a big parade out in Madrid.
Who are they raising funds for?
You know what? Because nobody sent me a press release this year, I have no idea.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to send your press releases.
But if you call the Mineshaft Tavern in Madrid or go to the Mineshaft Tavern on Friday, you will be able to find out.
And so we have a pair of tickets to give away for the Dan Hoyle show.
Yes.
And tell us about Dan Hoyle. I'm going to be interviewing next week, but I haven't talked to him yet.
It's at the Lenzic. Actually, one of our, Casey Sanchez, is going to be talking to him next week, too. But I don't know much about the show. I know that he's basically embedded himself. He traveled around and embedded himself in sort of conservative culture for a year, right?
Yeah. And isn't the show called The Real Americans?
The Real Americans, yes.
And so he is talking about basically what would you call it, Sarah Palin's America is thinking about and talking about?
I think it's broader than that. I mean, I think that my understanding is that he found some surprises on both sides of the aisle.
Uh-huh.
But it sounds like an interesting show. When is that again?
I'm looking for it right now. We'll find
okay,
it in a
well,
moment.
You're
I have
looking
to do a little
that.
Search. But meanwhile,
October 16th.
Thank
October
you.
16th. What day of the week is that?
That's Saturday, 7 p.m. Lindsay.
Oh, so it's not for another week. All right.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're doing a ticket giveaway now. And the fourth caller to call Mary Lynn at 428-1382 gets a pair of tickets to Dan Hoyle.
As well as the fifth caller.
As well as the fifth caller.
Oh, we're giving away two pairs of tickets?
Sweet.
Right on.
Awesome. The third and the fifth caller. So.
Hey, I want to mention this. On Sunday at 11 a.m. at Salazar Elementary School, Cooking with Kids is hosting its Harvest Brunch. There's a bunch of their super chefs, including like Rocky Durham, John Bullardson, Seamus Collins, a bunch of other people are going to be preparing this nice meal for the nonprofit organization, which provides food and nutrition education to school children. That's at 11 a.m. on Sunday. If you call 438-0098, you can get more information on tickets.
And I've just found the thing for Dan Hoyle, actor and writer, The Real Americans, October 15th and 16th at 7 o'clock at the Lenzic. That's the information on that, 988-1234.
Right. Have you been to this Nightbeat Poetry Slam thing that they're doing at El Farol yet?
No.
I haven't either. It's been going on for a little while.
Well, then we're just the blind leading the blind.
I know. And I've heard advertisements for it on the radio, but I haven't been yet. But it's basically a poetry slam weekly. Mondays at 8 p.m. at El Farol, and it's kind of a, I suppose you can throw your name in the hat is the idea.
Recite.
Yes, and they'll provide background music, or you can
really?
Provide background music. Well, I'm sure there's lots of humming, maybe some snaps. I don't know.
Like beatnik?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, man. Yeah. The 2010 Pinion Awards are happening on Tuesday at 6 p.m. at the Lenzic Performing Arts Center. This year's recipients include Artworks, the Pueblo Otisuki Agricultural Resources Program, Santa Fe Youth Symphony's Mozart y Mariachi Program, El Centro Family Health, and Rocky Mountain Youth Corps. It's free, but you got to RSVP if you want a seat. And this fills up fast. Call 988-9715 extension 3 to get
Excellent.
Yourself a chair there.
Warehouse 21 and Love Fest Productions presents in concert Nicole Atkins and the Black Sea. She apparently has been on David Letterman recently. Rolling Stone called her one of the top 10 artists to watch. And she will be here in Santa Fe on Tuesday, the 12th of October at 7:30 in the evening.
Yeah, in terms of visiting singer-songwriters, this is kind of a big deal. She's touring with the Black Keys right now. Who are they?
Yeah.
You really must read more music magazines. No, they're just an indie rock band that everybody loves.
Oh. The set containing everybody.
The hipsters love them some Black Keys. But she's got this beautiful voice. She's some of her influences that she's talked about are Donny Osmond, Roy Orbison, Patsy Cline. But she's got a really smoky, sexy voice.
Nice.
And she's kind of she's sort of into music mentoring. So she's
hence Warehouse 21.
Right. So I believe that she's on some kind of a secret mission in that regard.
Cool.
But it's a great way to support Warehouse 21. It's a fundraiser for Warehouse 21, actually.
Oh, good. Wonderful.
So get over there.
The fabulous rummage sale, the annual fabulous rummage sale for the friend and families and everybody else in the community of the Dragonfly School is happening tomorrow from 7 in the morning till 2:30 in the afternoon. The Dragonfly School is at 935 Alto Street. They've got baby stuff and kid stuff and car seats and strollers and bicycles and tricycles and books and all kinds of things, furniture, all kinds of things. For more information, 995-9869.
You know what's happening tonight is Anatomy of a Symphony, which is the Santa Fe Community Orchestra's musical preview of its season. And it discusses its season opener. It's a fall concert from 6 to 7 p.m. at St. Francis Auditorium. I love that building. There's no charge. There's a story in today's Boston Tempo on page 22.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
One of the great things about going to events like that is for people who are not musicians and who've never been students of music, but who like to go to symphonies, once you learn some things about form, mm-hmm. then you hear in a new way, which is really fulfilling.
This is true. I don't know. Not many kids get music appreciation in that regard in school anymore.
They don't get music anything, as far as I've heard. the tickets are gone for Dan Hoyle. Yay. Thanks, callers, for calling in.
Yay. Oh, the Melvins are playing
Who?
Tomorrow night. The Melvins.
Great. Is that like the Alvins and the Chipmunks?
No. No, the Melvins are a band from Washington State, and they sort of came up during the grunge period. I would call them more punk than grunge, but they had a huge influence on bands like Nirvana. And they've put out a ton of albums, I think 20 full-length albums, 50 albums in all. And they're still kicking it. And
cool.
They're playing Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. at the Santa Fe Brewing Company. Tickets are available at the Lensit.
Awesome. And tomorrow, the Santa Fe Council on International Relations presents Rogues and Rogue Nations. It's part of the lecture series. It's from 3 to 5 at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. It doesn't say where at the Santa Fe. Usually those things are at the Forum. But anyway, Charles Armstrong is the Korea Foundation Professor of Korean Studies in the Social Sciences at Columbia University. And
so Kim Jong-il is going to be a part of this discussion.
Right.
Obviously.
Uh-huh. And if you need to know more about Kim Jong-il, all you have to do is watch
South
Team America
Park.
World Police.
Yes, all you have to do is watch anything that Parker does, Trey Parker. High Mayhem's fall series continues on Saturday. This is a four-week sort of series that they've put together. They used to do it over the course of a weekend, and I interviewed the curator, and I'll be writing about that in a week. But the series, this is the third of four weekend performances on Saturday. With Out of Context, the Rumble Trio with Scott Moore, Intero Bang Battery, Novel Interpreter, there's the Proxemics, lots of great experimental and other kinds of music Saturday at 7 p.m. over there in their studios at 2811 Siler Lane. And there's a cover at the door, but it's minimal for the number of bands that you get to enjoy.
Excellent.
What else is going on? Cordelia Snow, Didi Snow, on Saturday is going to be speaking about reading from her book, All Trails Lead to Santa Fe. She's an archaeologist, and she's going to be, in recognition of Santa Fe's 400th anniversary, she's going to be discussing and reading from that at 3 p.m. at Borders Books on Zafferano Drive. So,
and on Wednesday, Santa Fe Art Institute at their own building will be having a video opera by animator and filmmaker Alexis Gideon. It's at 6 o'clock on Wednesday of next week, and it's free to the public. You can go to sfaiblog.org. They've got a blog on SFAI has a new blog.
Excellent.
sfaiblog.org.
There's a story about that in today's Paso Tiempo by
Excellent.
Casey Sanchez also. What else is going on? The Life, Work, and Conservation Ethic of Ernest Thomas Seton. David Witt, an art historian and curator and author, is going to be speaking on that topic at 6 p.m. on Monday, October 11th at Hotel Santa Fe. And that's a part of the Southwest Seminars Mother Earth, Father Sky series. There is an admission charge at the door. For more info, you can call 466-2775.
The Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association is doing their green building expo. Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Anyway, they're having local experts on green building science and techniques today. They're doing classes for sixth graders, tomorrow classes for area high school students, and Sunday classes for professionals, architects, builders, realtors, and so on. Where is this happening? Santa Fe Community Convention Center. Go to greenbuildingsummit.com. That's what it is, Green Building Summit. And for more information, 982-1774.
Awesome. What else is going on? I'm going to try and pronounce this, and if I just fumble it up, excuse me. Cien Slobodchikov. Slobodchikov.
Cien Slobodchikov. I just had him on the show
a
few days ago, and he is the world's leading expert on prairie dogs.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. I'm so glad you're mentioning this.
So this is a book that this fellow has written called Prairie Dogs, Communication and Community in an Animal Society.
Yes.
So is it about prairie dogs communicating, or is it about...
It is about prairie dogs in general, including prairie dog communication.
I mean, like...
Okay, so you know how when you're out and you walk by and prairie dogs notice that you're there or notice that your dog is there,
and they
stand up and their cute little paws are out front and they go, weep, 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 weep.
Uh-huh.
It turns out that each of those little sounds is a sentence.
Oh.
And they're not just saying, look out. They're saying, look out, there's a man wearing blue moving towards you fast.
Wow.
Or they will say, look out, there is a vicious dog running full speed. Or, and as we talked about, they'll say, or they have words for hawks and dogs and coyotes and people and all kinds of things. And they have adjectives like colors, and it's unbelievable, these prairie dogs. Anyway, so he's going to be speaking
at 5 p.m. at the Inn & Spot Loretto on Sunday.
Sunday,
yes.
And it's sponsored by Garcia Street Books.
Excellent.
It's 5 o'clock?
Yes, 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Worth going. There's a lot of interesting people who come through, and we get them on the show. But that was one of the most interesting.
I wonder when they're going to start like offering prairie dog language classes, because you got to be able to mimic it, right?
You know, that's a great question. There are people who can mimic bird calls to the point where the birds are fooled, but those little sounds, they're less than a second long each, and they contain, what they've done is they've analyzed the waveforms of these sounds and been able to differentiate the different the differences between one, you know, it's hard to call them words, but they're essentially words,
right,
between one word and another.
Huh.
And I'm not sure if you could really imitate it.
No, probably not.
You might try to imitate it, and you think you were saying, hello, I come in peace.
And instead you're saying, eat my socks.
Yeah, or like, I am a vicious killer.
Right, right. Well, I mean, I'm sure that those sounds work better underground.
I mean, the truth is that different prairie dog species don't really even understand each other. So it's very much of a language groups thing. It would be like... You know, you and I go to Russia and try to understand what their language. We'd have to start from scratch.
Right. Unless you spoke Russian.
Yeah.
Do you speak
Russian?
No.
I don't either.
No. That's, of course, no, I don't.
No, neither of us speaks Russian, it appears.
On Sunday, here's something great to do with the kids. Sugar Skull Decorating Fiestas at Traveler's Market in DeVargas Center. It's a hands-on celebration. You can make some sugar skulls. That's at 2 p.m. And it's every Sunday through October 31st, so there's more than one opportunity to get your sugar skull on. I've never decorated a sugar skull. I'd like to decorate a stevia skull instead.
Whatever it takes.
Just always thinking about my health. That's all.
Yeah, but you don't get to eat it. It's a decoration.
Oh, you don't get to eat it?
Would
what a
you?
Rip! What a jib!
Okay, you can eat it.
You don't tell a kid you're going to take him into a sugar skull decorating thing and then tell him, oh, no, you can't stick your tongue all over it. You can't do that. That's not fair.
Steve Hendricks is going to be talking about his novel, A Kidnapping in Milan, the CIA on Trial, on Tuesday at 2 o'clock at Garcia Street Books.
Excellent.
Yes.
This is the Abiquiu Studio Tour. You want to talk about a great opportunity to see what fall looks like in northern New Mexico. Get in the car, and from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday through Monday, October 9th through 11th, you can drive around. There's going to be people showing their photography, jewelry, sculpture. Maps are available at abiquiustudiotour.org, or you can call 505-685-4454 for more info.
And the KSK Buddhist Center is having a dinner and silent auction to help fund the building of a community meditation hall. And the dinner is vegetarian, vegetarian and non-vegetarian buffet. There's a slideshow, Tibetan children and adult traditional dance and singing, music by Peter Gould on Tibetan instruments and guitar. And that's tomorrow, the 9th of October, from 7 to 9:30 at the Santa Fe Women's Club at 1616 Old Pecos Trail. For more information, call Ellen at 982-2707 or Marmika at 988-3868.
Hey, have you been to Little Wing yet over at the Candyman?
No.
It's this sort of performance space that they have over there now. And on tonight, actually, at 7 o'clock, a contemporary Balkan music by Rumelia with special guest Lily Taylor. They're doing some great programming over there.
Yeah.
It's all ages. It's an alternative to
Lily Taylor?
Yeah.
Which Lily Taylor?
I don't know. I have no idea. Is there more than one?
I think there is.
Okay. Well, one of them is going to be at Little Wing at Candyman at 851 St. Michael's Drive.
Excellent.
At 7 p.m.
And
tonight,
the Southwest Gay and Lesbian Film Festival is happening in Albuquerque. It kicks off today with more than 70 entries, short films, documentaries, all kinds of good things. Have you heard about this, Rob?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
explain to me, Lucy.
For more information, you can go to closetcinema.org or call 505-243-1870. And the venues are in Albuquerque are the Guild Cinema, the Bank of America's Theater, the Southwest Film Festival at UNM. You can get punch card, festival passes, all kinds of good things. Once again, closetcinema.org.
Sweet.
Yep.
There's another thing happening on Sunday at Little Wing that I wanted to tell you about. That's Almatras, a funk, sort of a funk metal fusion trio at 8 p.m., and that's on Sunday. And, oh, also on Sunday is the tribute to Thelonious Monk. Cal Haynes Trio is going to be doing their sort of tribute at the Great Hall, Peterson Student Center, St. John's College, Sunday at 7:30 p.m. There's no charge for that, so that's a free show.
And the Pueblo de Abiquiu Public Library is having the Day of the Book. That's on October 10th, which is Sunday. And Napoleon Garcia, Karen Kirshen, Joan Logie, David Lopez, Sabra Moore, Pam Smith, Robert Torres, and Don Usner are all going to be there. 1 to 4 at the Abiquiu Library in the Abiquiu Plaza across from the church. For more information, 685-4884.
Excellent. Excellent. Let's see, what else is going on? Santa Fe Science Cafe for Young Thinkers. This is also for the kids. The Birth of Black Holes in the Universe. Discussion for students age 13 to 19, led by Ed Fenimore.
Who's going to be on the show on Wednesday morning.
Really? Talking about black holes?
Yes.
Awesome.
Awesome.
6 p.m. Wednesday, October 13th. I think there's no such thing as black holes. I think they exist on Earth alone, and they're called DMVs. This is at the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum Education Annex.
Now, what about our humble brothers and sisters at the DMV working hard every day?
Oh, I'm not saying that they don't work hard. I'm just saying that, like, people that are standing in line need to learn how to move it along. That's all I'm saying.
And thus spake Rob DeWalt, speaking
right.
of the arts.
Somewhere.
And sorry if we didn't get to all of the events, but don't forget 350.org. The 10-10-10 event from 1 o'clock on at Frenchie's Field on Sunday here in Santa Fe. Rob DeWalt is with the Pasa Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and he's with us many Fridays now, speaking of the arts.
Yes. It's part of my blood now.
It is part of your vampire blood.
Yes. It's
coming to you live from Transylvania, the Transylvania Baking Company.
Blah.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Blah.
My name is Carlota.
What she said, blah.
And Marilyn LeBlanc, thank you for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC. Oh, I forgot to say, I'm at radiocafe@ksfrdog.org. That's my email. And the podcast of the show every day. Sometimes I don't post it until the next day, but I try to post it every morning. Right after the show, the podcast is santaferadiocafe.org. And stay tuned for the BBC, then local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz a la carta.
Yay!
Have a wonderful weekend.
Yes, have a good weekend.
Enjoy the aspens.
That's right. They won't be around forever.
Well, though, the leaves will fall off. They'll be around. Ever think of that?
Oh, God, you have such a positive outlook.
They'll regenerate in the spring, I think.
One can hope.
Hasta la vista, baby.